There's been more fighting between Macedonian government troops and ethnic Albanian rebels in Tetovo, the country's second largest city. U.S. and European envoys have been trying to negotiate a peace deal, but the Macedonian government is accusing the mediators of siding with the rebels. The accusation prompted riots in Skopje, Macedonia's capital, where mobs attacked the U.S. and other Western embassies. Reporter Chris Morris is in Skopje. What's the situation there?
This morning, things have calmed down, but last night, certainly, there were very angry scenes on the streets. Stones thrown at Western embassies, the US embassy, the British embassy, and the German embassy. Cars were burnt outside the offices of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. No one was hurt, but certainly it was a sign of the very deep sense of frustration that people here feel, and they seem to have been guided by nationalist politicians into venting that frustration on Western targets.
Have the Western mediators commented on the charges that they're supporting the rebels?
They have indeed. They were very quick, as you might expect, to deny them very strongly. They say there's no suggestion that they are biased towards one side. They're simply trying to bring this situation back under control. Just a week ago, they thought they had a solid ceasefire in place, and they were hopeful that a political deal between the Macedonian government and the ethnic Albanian rebels was on the cards. But that seems to have slipped away at the moment. Fighting has resumed, certainly in one part of the country, and the political talks appear to have reached something of a deadlock. They haven't given up yet for certain, but things are not looking nearly as good as they were just a few days ago.
Now, what's the latest on the fighting in and around Tetovo?
Well, there was very heavy fighting yesterday evening involving mortars, heavy artillery. The local army barracks came under rebel fire. And the rebels say they have the ability to take the city if they so decide. They certainly seem to be able to move in and out of many suburbs at will. Overnight, there was sporadic shooting, and the latest reports I have is that the situation is relatively calm. But that seems to be the pattern that's been followed. Brief lulls followed by an outbreak of intense military activity. That's what's been happening over the last 48 hours, and that's what NATO and other Western mediators are scrambling to try to stop.
Any hope of salvaging the peace process?
I don't think all hope's gone. The problem at the moment is that more radical or hard-line voices on both sides are shouting the loudest, both within the Macedonian government and within society at large. There is obviously a wide variety of opinion, but at the moment the nationalists seem to have the upper hand. They're the ones saying that negotiations with the Albanian rebels are getting nowhere. They seem to be saying that if it comes to a choice between war and unpalatable concessions on the political front, we are prepared to go to war.
Reporter Chris Morris in Skopje, Macedonia.